Hello everyone, I'm Chris, creator of the 3Watch Collection channel, and today we have Jay in the studio to talk about his 3Watch Collection. Welcome! Tell us about how you started in this hobby.
Well, it's a pretty interesting story to be honest. I remember my dad giving me this really nice small sort of G-Shock, and I just fell in love with it. I was like, oh, what is this? Like, obviously I was very, very young, I would say, and didn't know anything about watches and all that. And he gave me a G-Shock and he said, oh, this is a present for you. Have a go. And I remember this one memory very vividly that I was wearing that G-Shock and it's been a while and such. And I've been looking at it and I'm like, oh, it's actually very nice and all that. And we were going on a road trip, going through this tunnel with my dad in his car. And then all of a sudden I just couldn't tell the time. And I started pressing buttons and I was like, oh, you know, what's going on? And all of a sudden I discovered that it actually lights up as well. Right? And I was like, not only it looks so cool, it has a lot of function. And then my dad was like, by the way, you can also set an alarm on it as well. And I was like, my God, this is like, what is this thing, right? So that got me thinking that obviously someone has put a thought about on this sort of piece. And I'm like, what else is out there? But that sort of stopped, obviously, because, you know, we're kids, we move on to different things and such, right? But then again, my dad was wearing this one watch that I can't recall. I don't know what the brand was, but the only thing that I remember that had like a Cyclops on the date window, and it was a steel watch and a white face. And I remember at my school, they said, oh, you know, bring something from your home to explain. I brought my dad's watch. And everyone was like, oh, this is a pretty cool brand. And I was in year 7 or year 8. I can't remember the specifics of it. And everyone said, oh, it's a very beautiful watch. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not getting rid of attention over here. I got to my dad. I said, look, would you be able to explain me more of this? And he did. And he said, there's a lot of these brands out there and such. So from there, I started looking into watches. But again, couldn't afford anything, right? So I still had that G-Shock, but I couldn't wear it because it's just all beat up and all that. And then I remember moving to Australia and from a first paycheck, I bought a watch. Because I always had that in the back of my head. I'm like, I really would like to have a steel sports watch, just like my dad had. And that's pretty much started the whole spark. And from that day, I think I haven't stopped.
There's something interesting about this 3Watch collection.
Very much so.
There's a very specific connection between the three, but let's start at that end and tell us about the first
one. Yeah, of course. So the first one, we've got the 39mm Hydro Conquest in the blue dial on a rubber strap, which originally wasn't on a rubber strap, it was on a steel bracelet.
Why did you take off?
Because of the heat. I would say it's the steel bracelet just wasn't doing it for me in the heat. I do change around like winter time and such, but if I feel like it's just getting too annoying and all that, I think it's it makes it look even more sportier and such as well. I can just put it on, go to the beach with shorts and t-shirt and such, and it just looks nice. Blue, I would say, is probably my favorite color. Like I've got, like my partner says, he's got 50 shades of blue in like my wardrobe and such. I just absolutely love this blue color. But yeah, something about this watch is very interesting that this is actually my first automatic watch as well. I saw this watch on my best mate's wrist. And funny enough, he's also my boss as well. And I worked for him. I said, oh, it looks really nice. Could you tell me about this? And he's like, oh yeah, I remember you talking about watches and you're always very interested in watches and such. This is my Longines. I worked really hard for it. And I sold my property, my first property, made some money, and you know, he's into real estate and all that. And this was my reward to him. It's very nice. I'm like, how long does the battery last? He said, it'll last forever if you keep wearing it. I'm like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, but I have to change the battery on mine. He said, well, it's mechanical. I'm like, what's that? From that day, I'm like, there's more out there? I'm like, okay, so fast forward, fell in love with this, and I kept telling my partner, I said, I really want to work hard just like my mate. And I want to be able to have this watch. And it was like my dream watch. And every time we go out to Mazzucchelli's, always go past, look at this watch, try it on. And I said, I really want it. I really want this watch. And then it was our anniversary. We were up in Northam doing hot air ballooning. We're just enjoying the whole scenery and such. And then she said, Jay, can you like please tell me, you know, what the time is? I don't have a watch on me. I was like, I don't have my watch on me either. She said, oh, okay. Can you go ask someone what the time is? I said, oh, I'm just looking on my phone. She said, no, just go. And I just literally turned around to take my phone out of my pocket. And I said, the time is, and she said, oh, don't worry, I've got a watch on me. I'm like, and she was wearing this on her wrist. She hugged me and she kissed me and she said, happy anniversary. That was your dream watch.
Well, he's a keeper.
She's definitely a keeper.
So is the watch, obviously.
This watch, if I have to say, I have tested with this watch to make it look if it's actually going to be my one watch collection if ever comes to it. I wore this for 1 month straight. We went to Japan and India for one of our other anniversary trips, and I wore this every day. And I think I'm very confident in saying that this is the true garter for me, and I think I can boil it down if this becomes a one watch for me. I guess now I'm in love with the brand more than a watch for some reason, the more research I started doing.
Yeah, it is very interesting how Longines is now slotted under Omega in the Swatch Group hierarchy, whereas historically, it is a huge brand.
It's very nice. Like, for the kind of lifestyle I have, I go do snorkeling and such, go to the beach quite often. I can just literally put this on out. I don't have to worry about it. And it is made for that. So I do really enjoy it, and I think it looks really good on both rubber and the bracelet. So, yeah, that's my...
Lovely.
Yeah.
All right. So where do we go from there?
So the second one I've got is the only micro brand that I've got in my collection, which I don't know how I've just, that's the only one I have for some reason. But I would say I have been considering for more micro brands after thinking about what's out there. And Beltic is the brand, is my first micro brand that was introduced to me. And I didn't know anything about micro brands. So I'm very new in this hobby. It's only been 3 years that I've been collecting, because it just sort of went like skyrocketed, because I'm like, there's so much out there, and I just went like wildfire. Beltic is another brand that was suggested to me by my really good mate, as I mentioned him before. And he said, if you're considering of getting something very classic, old school, I think you should consider about this watch. And I looked into it and I didn't like it. I will be very honest with you, I did not like it at the first go. But the more I actually started doing the research and the history behind the brand, and I salute the guy who started this brand. He only started in 2016. The thought that went behind this watch was that he wanted to recreate some of those vintage pieces. Funny enough, on my 30th birthday, the company I work for, they said, there you go, there's some money. Go buy a watch. I know you're going to buy a watch. I asked my mate, I was like, should I go buy the Beltic? And he said, you know what? Funny enough, I just bought a Beltic as well, and I think you should too. Good thing was that they only just started restocking as well, because I believe this was their first one that they made, and it sold out immediately. People fell in love with it. It's like, oh, that's like a budget Patek, you know, Calatrava. And I was like, oh, I hope I can get it. And I was lucky enough that they were restocking at that time. They said there was a bit of a wait, but it wasn't that long. It just came in like about 2 weeks. But that was the watch that I got through my work as part of my 30th birthday. Something about this watch, the way it catches the lights on the Breguet numerals, the leaf hands, you know, that sub-dial, the way it's, you know, finished and designed, and the thought that has gone sub-$1,000 watch and a dressier, and also you can wear it with just like, you know, polo or shorts and such. I think you can't go wrong with Beltic. No.
You have a very specific watch influencer in your life.
I do.
But you do follow your own taste. Why didn't you like this at first?
It's something that didn't sort of go with my collection. When I first started, as I was telling you, it was my Casio chronograph. And from that, I had three chronographs. I was just like, chronograph, chronograph, chronograph. It's like, oh, that's the sportiest that you can get. But I think, you know, it's as a person mature, the taste goes with the same as well. You know, you grow and your taste grow and such. So I started looking into, you know, more classical watches and such, and see what's the hype out there, why people love those, you know, classic watches and such. And then it's just like, you have to develop that taste. And just, I don't know, one day I was just like, I think I'm ready to give it a go. And to be honest, I haven't looked back, and I think I've got more dress pieces in my collection than sports watches.
You also have a preference for smaller watches now?
I do. I think the biggest one I have is my 39mm, and Beltic being 36mm, it's quite smaller compared to that. And I do have that preference, being my wrist is not the, you know, the biggest in size. It sort of fits really nicely. And it has that vintage look, or because, you know, the vintage watches, they were quite small. And just, I don't know, it just looks so elegant, you know? It just fits really nice. And yeah, I would say I'm definitely going towards that 36, you know, 38 mark.
Are you looking at or considering more micro brands nowadays?
I am. I've been doing a lot of research. I've got one watch that I have on my list and I really want that. It's a GMT complication. That's what I'm missing in my collection at the moment. Now, I've been looking at a lot of micro brands. Baltic does a GMT as well. And with the design, it's not something crazy. It suits my lifestyle. I think personally, it goes with how I dress up. I can wear that with a suit. I can make it look sporty. I also like to go on hikes and such, and I can put it on like a NATO strap and actually looks really good as well. So I have been, yes, considering a lot of... I do want to move away from Baltic. There are so many micro brands and independent brands and out there. But for some reason, I'm just like, when I fall in love, I fall apart.
Let's look at the last one, this collection.
It's, that's got a bit of a story as well. Looks like we'll be following a theme today. So this is another Longines Tank, which is around 1970s. This watch was another part of my three watches for 30th that I got. And that was given to me by my father-in-law. And that was his father's watch. And he knows that I'm like really, really into watches. And all I can just talk about is watches. Every time we hang out, I'm just talking about it. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just, you know, trying to take some photos of my watches, looking at some watches, want to buy another watch. He knows that I'm crazy about it. And he said, by the way, I've been saving this for you. And since it's your 30th, I thought, why not pass it down to you? Because I have no interest of keeping this. I certainly don't wear it. It's just going to sit there and just not see the sunlight. And I was like, oh, okay, very nice of you. I didn't know what he was giving me. And he just handed it to me and he said, I know you like Longines. I know my daughter has given you your dream watch and your dream watch was a Longines. So funnily enough, I had this sitting in a salon jeans, so I think you would really enjoy it. And I was like, I was just like awestruck. I'm like, this was some watch that I was actually looking, because I was looking into a Cartier.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a tank style watch because of after seeing the Baltic and having a dress watch, I'm like, I want something really classic. And Cartier was the entry level that I can get into before we move further. Manual white, it was like on a mesh bracelet that I really didn't like it. Again, I think I'm not there yet for that sort of style. So just jumped online, just order a leather strap for it. I think it suits it really well. It has a little bit of patina to it. It has a very slight sort of mark on the crystal, which will buff out. But I think it adds a bit of a character to it. I want to keep it the way it is. All his perfections, all its imperfections, because it tells that story. And I am very, very lucky to have someone to give me that I can probably pass down to not my kids. Well, we're not having any kids in future. That's just how the life is. But most likely I'll be passing down to my niece and nephews. So, and I think this will probably live on to tell that story that it has seen some generations and has that story, has been loved. I can wear it with like a nice suit. This encourages me to dress up. Every time I look in my collection, I'm like, I just want to dress up. I just want to wear something really nice, you know, go out, put this on. This watch was just a perfect gift from my father-in-law and I couldn't have asked
for. Is that a special occasion watch for you or your regular dress watch?
It's very much a sort of a special occasion, but I have wore this recently, trying to test it out to see how it goes with my just normal everyday. And I am thinking of testing this as one watch for a whole month to see how I feel about it and if the love for it grows even more, or do I feel the itch for, you know, my other watches that are sitting in the collection. Funny enough, for 50 odd years that it's been bought by my father-in-law's father, hasn't been serviced actually, which I'm looking forward to get it serviced because I do want it to run perfectly. And I don't want to break it as well, because if something happens, that will break my heart. And I do not want something happening to it because it's so like near and dear to me.
Well, You've come a long way in a few short years. You know, it comes to watch collecting. Where are you from here? Where are you at now?
So GMT, as I mentioned, I do want that. I have also been thinking of putting together my own watch. And I don't have a lot of knowledge to it, and I have been doing my research and such. So, or I do have another watch, which is a Tudor Royal that I've been eyeing on. If not the GMT, that will probably be my next one.
What is it that you're looking for in a watch when you go purchase one?
It's difficult because looks is obviously going to be the first thing. It has to look really nice on your wrist, right? But for me, I've got a very specific lifestyle. I'm very out there. I'm very active. I like to go hiking, snorkeling, all the adventure sports that I can do as well. It needs to fit into my lifestyle. It just can't be, oh, yeah, I like it. I'm just going to buy it. No, it has to. As I said, the GMT complication, there's a reason to why I want a GMT complication, because I have family back in India and I want to be able to use that to track time. As I said, my Longines, it serves a purpose. It's tough, rugged, takes that going to the beach, going snorkeling, perhaps diving in future. I've got dress pieces that I can dress up, look nice, and I can put that on. I've got field watches that I could put those on, go hiking. So it needs to fit in my sort of lifestyle. So I look for those things before I make my purchase. And I sit on it. I don't just go like I did with my Longines. I just wanted to work for it. I'm like, okay. And it also helps us to think, I'm like, do I actually need it? You know, maybe something else is out there. But that also can work against you, because then there is something else out there. And then you're like, well, what about that one then? So yeah, so I think those are those factors that I look when I'm doing some window shopping or just doing online research. Yeah.
One last question for fun.
Yeah.
Money no object. Do you have a Grail watch?
I absolutely do.
You do?
Absolutely. I've got an achievable and I've got a non-achievable.
All right. Well, tell us about it.
So Vacheron Constantin overseas. That's my Grail watch. And I know that's something that you can get it. Very elegant, and that watch, you can just throw it on. It just goes with everything. And being Vacheron Constantin, you know, it's just, that's the brand. You don't have to even talk about it. Like, everyone knows about that brand. It's one of the oldest brand, if I'm not wrong, still out there operating. But yeah, I think that would be my achievable Grail. The non-achievable would be something. There's so many out there. I would say one of the Jacob & Co. I don't know the specific name for it. It's got that flicker chart and it goes to different time zones and such. And it's one of the watches that they just came out with. And that complication is just so beautiful. It's a chunky piece. You can't rock it with like your, you know, shorts and just a, you know, classic polo. The way they've done that watch, I would say beautiful. And that flicker chart is like very much like the old school. You know, if you go outside the theater, they had those flicker charts saying what's playing right now, and it's that kind of style. And I think they've done it. They've done something very different out there. So that would say that will be my non-achievable one.
Jay, it's been a pleasure.
No, it's been an honor to be here, yeah.
Thank you for coming in and talking with us. And thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this interview, make sure you check out our other content and subscribe to our channel so that you don't miss out on the next 3Watch collection.